Okay, picture the thing that you've always wanted to learn. Maybe it's how to play chess or creative writing or gardening. Now picture learning that thing from the person who's literally the best at it in the world. That is what you get with Masterclass. Masterclass is such an easy way to help you learn more about something you're interested in. You can seriously find classes on everything from turning your passion into achievements with cultural icon Martha Stewart to principles of improv from Amy Poehler. Are you kidding me? Y'all, I did a cooking class with Gordon Ramsay. And it was so much fun. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best and become your best. Masterclass is the only streaming platform where you can learn and grow with over 200 plus of the world's best. For just $10 a month, an annual membership gets you unlimited access to every instructor. And you can access Masterclass on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even in audio mode. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Don't waste another minute to start your learning journey with Masterclass. Right now, our friends get an additional 15% off of any annual membership at masterclass.com/soundsfun. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/soundsfun. masterclass.com/soundsfun. Hi, friends. Welcome to another episode of That Sounds Fun. I'm your host, Annie F. Downs, and I'm really happy to be here with you today. We have got a great show in store, but first, I've been dying to tell you that we are doing an Advent devotional series here on the podcast. It will start on the first Sunday of Advent, and we have a podcast episode. It's short, 8 to 10 minutes every Monday through Friday of Advent. And it's really a devotional you'll be able to listen to every morning. It's me telling you stories and sharing scripture around the four candles of Advent: hope, peace, love, and joy. I think y'all are going to really enjoy this. We have built this for you and for me. And after the year we have all had, hope, peace, love, and joy are what I need the most. So you can get all the information, get involved, get in our private Facebook group, get the Advent series guidebook. All the information is at anniefdowns.com/Advent. Okay, let's go, you guys. We are going to share Advent together in a way we never have before this year, and I don't want you to miss it. So anniefdowns.com/Advent. And before we dive into today's conversation, I want to tell you about one of our amazing partners, Crew. Y'all know this, but the Bible is the most important book in my life, and I know so many of you feel the same. But imagine for a second that you couldn't get a Bible, that you couldn't hop on Amazon and get one sent to your house or even afford one. Take it one step further and imagine you aren't even allowed to have one. Honestly, sometimes we forget that there are so many people around the world who simply can't get a Bible. And that's why we're thrilled to partner with Crew. Crew is one of the largest evangelical organizations with over 25,000 missionaries in almost every country. And Crew is giving Bibles around the world to people in their own heart language and sharing the hope of Jesus. But here's where they need your help. For only $21 a month, you can provide three people with Bibles each and every month. When you sign up to provide three Bibles with a monthly gift of $21, you're also helping Crew provide meals to five hungry families through their humanitarian aid ministry. And you'll receive a free copy of my new book, Taste the Fun, as a thank you. Simply text FUN to 71326 to help today. Imagine just how much this gift could change someone's life. So text FUN to 71326. That's FUN to 71326 to help now, or visit give.crew.org/thatsoundsfun. Message and data rates may apply. Today on the show, I get to talk with my friend Ann Wilson. You may remember her from when she was with us on episode 336. If not, you can go back and listen to that one. It was so fun. Ann is an amazing Christian artist and songwriter. Her debut single, My Jesus, became the number one Christian song of 2021, and it won the breakout single of the year at the 2022 K-Love Fan Awards, where Ann also won Female Artist of the Year. So if you're counting, that is exactly two more K-Love Fan Awards than I've ever won. But we're just counting for Ann, right? Just Ann. But you can add author to her long list of accomplishments because her first book releases in just 5 days. It's called My Jesus, From Heartache to Hope. And y'all, it is beautiful. It's a beautiful book. We talk all about it. So here is my conversation with my friend Ann Wilson. And welcome back to That Sounds Fun.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
Happy 1 year friendiversary to
us. Yes,
that's
so sweet.
Friendiversary we are getting to have. But last time we weren't in person because you were at home in Franklin because your life had like exploded.
It was insane.
Yeah. Does it still feel, how different do you feel as a person a year later?
I feel a lot more put together. I feel like I've been able to find the things that keep me going. I've been able to set the boundaries I need to set for myself. So I feel a lot better a year later.
Man, isn't it funny that you almost have to like run into the edges of what you can do before you realize what the middle is, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Was there a moment last year where you're like, hey, everybody, stop. I have to stop.
So, you know, we did the podcast in October and we talked a lot about like anxiety and I remember telling you about that. But then in December, I had a pretty big life change and that was kind of the moment. It was December 1st that a lot of stuff changed for me in my career. And I just remember kind of realizing like I've got to set boundaries for myself. I have to put Jesus above all. And I remember my friend, one of my good friends telling me like, that God cares more about who I am as a person than what I do, and that he's delighted in just me being his child. And so that kind of reminded me, like, yes, my work is important. Sharing the love of Jesus is important, but more than that is my relationship with him. And so I started to set boundaries for myself.
I mean, you wrote about it in your new book, My Jesus. There's a, you wrote your, you transcribed some of your journal entry from the beginning of December. Of like, and
it was rough.
If I'm remembering correctly, when you're writing about it, you're writing from the tour bus.
Yeah.
And going like, Jesus, this isn't working for me the way this is all. And that is so opposite of what the outside world would look at you and go like, dude, you're on a tour. You're on a tour bus.
Yep.
And you have the number one song of 2021.
Yeah.
And you're in the back of the tour. Well, I'm assuming back, maybe front. Yeah. I tend to have my quiet times in the back. But wherever you have your journaling time on the bus, that you're having this moment of going like, this isn't it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That is wild.
It was, just such a moment of, you know, you think you want something or you think you have a picture of what it is and then you get in the moment and you're like, this is not what I thought
it would be.
Isn't
it?
And I love what I get to do. It's totally, it's, you know, an honor and a privilege, but there's parts of it that you definitely don't expect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so as you got into, I mean, tell me when was your album release party that I got to come to?
April 25th.
April, okay. Mm-hmm. You're like, here's exactly what I'm saying.
I remember that day.
April 25th. So then you spend the spring still out touring.
Mm-hmm.
Your album comes out in April. Mm-hmm. You win K-Loves in May. After December, did it start to feel better? Did your behavior change and your feelings caught up? Are your feelings still waiting to catch up?
So I would say it definitely... It was pretty crazy because it was like December, Christmas, which Christmas is really hard for me and my family just from the loss of my brother.
Yeah.
And then we played 65 shows in 99 days in the start of the new year. And that's not including travel days. It was crazy. So I was like.
I'm like, and Louise Wilson. And that's not even your middle name. I'm like, how are you touring that much? Bless your heart.
It was really bad. It was rough. But we got through that and kind of. I was able to have some time in May, which was really nice. So that's kind of when I was able to really process the change and everything.
Yeah.
And then since then, it's actually been really amazing. I've had a lot of time this summer to process things and catch up with everything and feel like I'm really ready to step into this fall because it's going to be another crazy busy fall with Casting Crowns.
But yes, we're going to talk about it.
It'll be awesome.
Yes. So. 65 shows in 99 days. How'd you keep your voice? Tell me the process.
At the very end of it.
Did you?
I did. It was bad. Yeah. I've never been that sick. And it was just like going on stage. And I remember walking off stage and just like weeping. And Zach Williams was backstage. And he just gave me a big bear hug. And I was like, I couldn't even say anything. I didn't have a voice. And it feels so hopeless when as a singer, because that's literally your art and your craft. Mm-hmm. And that's the way that you communicate Jesus with people.
Yes.
But when you lose that, it just feels like. It's just so defeating.
Yes.
And so that was really hard for me. But I was able to keep my health mostly throughout the tour. I just lost it at the end of the tour.
I mean, it's real funny. No one thinks about you and I having to treat our voices like muscles that we maintain.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm the same. I came off a show. I can tell you exactly in Grand Rapids, and the promoter rep was standing there, and I was bawling when I came off the stage because I was like, my throat hurts so much. Yeah. And the thing that happened in my brain, tell me if this happened in your brain. The thing that happened in my brain is, if I lose this, this is it. This is the whole thing.
Yes. I've had that thought so many times.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, so it hurts. And I'm also having a tiny panic attack that the instrument that my job depends on is not working.
Yeah.
That's so scary.
It's such a scary feeling.
So did you come home and go to a doctor? What'd you do?
I was able to get on some medicine. And, and then that was my, I took off the whole month of May, which was amazing, other than the Caleb at the end, which was so fun. But that was like my time to kind of just chill and everything after that crazy long season.
So. Yes. Do you have some exercises to do?
I do. Okay, I work with a really good vocal coach that gives me.
Who are you? Who's yours?
Jeff Mathena.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mine's Jenny Muckala.
Oh,
and she's wonderful.
Awesome.
Yeah. Same, but this thing we're recording next week, Ashley, just yesterday, me said, we need straws because Annie has to blow bubbles in a cup of water. Like, here we go again. We're back to
That's a good technique.
Touring life. We're back to it.
Even talking voice, can you can lose it so quickly.
Because
I always overstrain my voice and then I'll end up hoarse.
Yes.
And so just talking, you know, not just singing. So it's
hard. Have we in real life talked about Nate Bedingfield? Do you know he's one of my like life? Yes, we did. I did tell
That's
you that.
So sweet. That's,
I mean, you look like your whole. He's in your band for our friends listening. He's in your band, and he's one of my like lifelong friends. We grew up together. Your band looks like the nicest group of guys.
They are the sweetest.
Yeah,
I love them so much.
Yeah.
And they're so cute in their cowboy outfits.
Yeah, they look so
they
fun.
They all wear cowboy hats and cowboy boots.
Yes,
and yeah, it's a great setup. Yeah.
Tell me how you maintain good friendships when you have to live on a bus with four or five dudes.
You know, what's really important for me when hiring band members, which they're only kind of my first like official band.
Yeah.
They've been my band for a while now, but it's always about finding chill people.
Yeah.
We can't do the people that are going to cause, you know, division and strife and all that. So we are actually all four of us are very chill people just separately. And so we come together and we respect each other's boundaries, which is really nice. But it's really, it's fun because we love being around each other. We get to go on stage and play together, and that comes out of the friendships we have off of the stage, which is really awesome. And then when we're on the bus, we kind of just like, if we need our alone time, we just understand it for each other, which is awesome.
Do you have a star coach? Do you have like a room in the back, or do you have a bunk?
No, we just have a bunk.
And is it like when y'all are out with Casting Crowns in the fall, will it just be your bus, or will y'all share?
No, so we're sharing with Kane's band members because Kane will have their own bus for their babies.
They have so many babies.
Three.
It's gonna be the loudest bus. You're like, y'all have a good time.
Yes.
We will happily
take
your band.
I'm so proud of them. Like,
I love them so much.
I love them so much, and I'm so proud of them. I don't know if I could ever do that, though.
I mean, all three babies.
Can do it.
How are they going to do that?
I know. But it'll be cute because there'll be three little babies you can just go grab.
Yes, that's exactly right. It's going to be like the most fun for y'all on tour to hug it and hand it back.
Yes.
Here, take your baby back. Y'all go sleep on your bus.
Yeah.
I'll take your band. Okay, so it'll be you, your band, and tour manager, and their band.
Yeah. Yes. I know.
That's brilliant.
It'll be fun. I'm excited about it.
I was out with Kaylee and Russell Dickerson.
Oh,
and Kaylee has had all the baby stuff for Rim Dog, is what we call him, for Rim Dog. And so I was taking all the pictures and sending them to Madison. And I was like, here's the crate you need to get that locks them over here. Here's this that locks them over there. So, that whole bus. Oh. That's a great tour. Casting Crowns and you and Kane.
Yeah, it'll be
for the
fun.
Fall.
Mm-hmm.
How many dates?
35.
Oh.
Yes. But you know what's really bad is we're gone on the West Coast for 21 days straight.
Yes.
And I've never been gone that long.
Yes.
So I'm preparing myself beforehand.
How many off days?
Probably.
Like
I think in that run we have like 7 off days.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
It's because everything, here's what the world does not know if they don't live in the West Coast or try to tour the West Coast. Everything is so far apart.
So far. It's like we'll have a show and then an off day, a show, off day.
And
it's
you
like
just
we
have
can't,
to.
Yeah,
because you
get
can't
to the
get
next
there.
Place.
It
yeah.
is the wildest thing.
I
isn't
know, it?
It is so bizarre because when you're over here or you're in Texas, you're like, we can do 2 shows in a day.
Yeah.
And then when you're like, I'm trying to get from Portland to wherever, and
it takes forever.
We'll be there in 2 days, everybody.
Yeah.
What are you most excited about going out west?
I love out west.
Yeah.
I love California. I love Colorado. That's like some of my favorite places. But when I was a really little girl, which is just so cool how God gives you the desires of your heart.
Yeah.
I've always loved traveling. And so my biggest goal as a little girl was to go to all 50 states.
Oh, brilliant.
And so by the end of this year, I'll have like 3 states left or something.
Do you know what you have left?
Yes. It's Alaska,
okay,
Vermont, and Hawaii.
Ma'am, I have 2 left.
Really?
Iowa and Vermont. Dear Vermont.
Seriously?
Do you need Ann and Annie?
Yeah.
Does anyone want to do a conference? I will speak for cheap. Ann will sing for full price. She's not making any deals. I am. But Vermont, we need you.
That would be amazing.
All you have is Alaska and Hawaii?
And then Vermont.
I'm going to Iowa tomorrow to knock it off. I am literally going tomorrow.
Literally just to knock it off?
Or well, I mean, Russell and Kaylee. Russell has a show. And so
That's
a friend
amazing.
And I are going out because neither of us have been to Iowa. And we were like, We've got to go to Iowa this summer.
I've been to Iowa so many times.
Have you? They have a lot of fairs.
They have a lot of fairs.
Actually, you know.
I was just there a couple weeks
ago. Yes, Georgia. I was like, you're on a poster that I saw. Yes. Yep. So I'm going to a state fair.
Oh, that'll be fun.
So then all I have left is Vermont. You have Alaska and Hawaii. We need to get Tiffany Thurston to bring you out for the Bloom Conference. I love.
And my sister's going to Vermont in like 2 weeks. And I'm like, that's the one I need, but I can't go.
We need to do like a leaf tour, you and I. And we like, hey, everybody. Yeah. Anna and Annie are doing 3 shows.
Yeah.
And it's just, we just have to get to Vermont and then we're flying home.
Yes. Isn't that cute, Ann and Annie?
We're doing it.
We have
to do everyone.
It. That's so cute.
Next fall. I don't know. I'm going to call Jeff Pardo. I feel like he's the one who can make this happen for us. Matthew West. Matthew, we would like to see Vermont next fall. Hey friends, just interrupting this conversation real quick to share about one of our amazing partners, Indeed. You know, there's a fantastic person out there who will improve your business. The key is finding them. For a hiring partner that helps you reach new heights, you need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. We all want to use our time wisely, so don't spend hours on multiple job sites looking for candidates with the right skills when you can do it all with Indeed. Find top talent fast with Indeed's suite of powerful hiring tools like Indeed Instant Match and assessments and virtual interviews. If you hate waiting, Indeed's U.S. data shows over 80% of Indeed employers find quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match their job description the moment they sponsor a job, you guys. With virtual interviews, Indeed saves you time, and I am all for that. You can message, schedule, and interview top talent all in one place. They make it easy to connect with your applicants. No need for you to install anything extra. No need for them to download anything. Indeed's virtual interview tool works right from your browser. Just click and talk. Join over 3 million businesses worldwide, including Downs Books and the That Sounds Fun Network, who are using Indeed to hire great talent fast. Indeed knows when you're growing your business, you have to make every dollar count. And that's why when you sponsor a job, you only pay for quality applications from resumes in their database matching your job description. Visit Indeed.com/soundsfun to start hiring now. Just go to Indeed.com/soundsfun. Indeed.com/soundsfun. Terms and conditions apply and cost per application pricing not available for everyone. Need to hire? You need Indeed. And I want to tell you about another one of our incredible partners, ZocDoc. You're not headed to a restaurant you never tried without checking some reviews, right? Or talking with friends who've been there before. Well, your doctor is definitely more important than your next dinner plans, so you need ZocDoc. With ZocDoc, you can see real verified patient reviews to help them find the right doctor in your network and in your neighborhood. ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient reviewed, takes your insurance, and are available when you need them. On ZocDoc, you can find every specialist under the sun, everything from podiatry to orthopedics, ZocDoc has you covered. ZocDoc's mobile app is as easy as ordering a ride to your new favorite restaurant or getting delivery to your house. You search, find, and book a doctor's appointment with just a few clicks. You can read verified patient reviews from real people who made real appointments and use those to decide which doctor is right for you. Now, when you walk into that office, you are all set to see someone in your network who gets you. So go to ZocDoc.com and find the doctor that is right for you and book an appointment in person or remotely that works for your schedule. Every month, millions of people use ZocDoc, and I am one of them. It's my go-to whenever I need to find and book a quality doctor because they help you keep your docs in a row, you guys, your docs in a row. I love that so much. Go to ZocDoc.com/thatsoundsfun and download the ZocDoc app for free, and then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/thatsoundsfun. ZocDoc.com/thatsoundsfun. And remember, the show notes are your one-stop shop for all the links to our partners, if you can't remember those URLs, to transcripts of our shows, and to sign up for the AFD Week in Review email. I do not want you to be missing that on Fridays. And now back to our conversation with Anne. So you get to work with Matthew West a lot. I do,
yes,
too.
Isn't he the best? I love him so much. He's
so smart.
So smart. So funny.
So kind. Mm-hmm. I did an event with him last night. Like, I hosted his book launch. Aww. And he sang a song. And I said, I'm sorry, I forget how very good you are at singing.
Yes. Same. All the time. We actually just got out of a write together.
Oh, my gosh.
We were riding,
really?
Right down the road. And he was just singing. And I'm just like, I forget how good of a singer he is.
Know.
And then, like, phenomenal songwriter and everything else,
yes,
that he does.
And he's so funny. Like, when he hosts the K-Loves, he's so funny. Yeah. And I hear his podcast all the time. I listen to his podcast. So I hear him talk. And then when he's sitting there across the table from me singing, I'm like, Wow, you are very good.
Yes, she's amazing.
I was like, that's why this is the bread and butter of your career. Now I understand.
Yes.
Okay, so when people are coming out to see your shows in the fall, are you going to have the new book like at the merch table too? Is this like a new part of the thing?
We've been selling the book now for a month and a half.
Really?
Yeah, and so it's because it's the keepsake edition.
Yeah.
And so there's only so many copies that have been made of those. And then they'll get the... like the actual copy in the fall when it comes out.
Oh my gosh. So this is the, so what has been happening on tour is you've had this one that's a pre-sale pretty much. They just printed.
So you go get it on Amazon. They gave you that at the merch table, but then you also get shipped the actual copy when it comes out in the fall.
You are brilliant.
So it's been fun.
You are brilliant.
It's been great.
Okay. So when your book comes out on Tuesday, everyone who's already read it can leave their reviews already because they've...
It's going to be amazing.
You are too smart. That is really smart. That is really smart. What's been the feedback so far as people are reading My Jesus?
It's been, I mean, amazing. I think one of my favorite messages I've received so far has been there was a lady that lost her son, and she has been like lost for so many years. And she just resented God, turned away from him, completely blocked him out of her life, and her, as well as her family, and kind of shared her story of, I won't go into it, but just an awful broken life, and that she read my book and it completely changed her life and reminded her of what God does, how he moves and the miracles that he does. And and I think the book, My Jesus, is like, there's so many miracles from the Lord in it that I'm able to kind of show everyone, like, look what God's done in my life, and he can do the same for you.
Yeah.
Because it's so cool when we get to share our testimonies and go in detail. And that's what I've been so excited to do through this book. Because I can only share a portion of my testimony on interviews or podcasts or whatever.
Yeah.
But in a book, I get to share every detail.
Yes.
And people get to see, like, wow, like, God has done so much in her life. But it's not for me. It's to show you that he can do that for you, too.
Yeah.
And that's who we serve.
Did you ever dream of writing a book?
No.
No.
Listen, I hated... like English class and writing class in school. So it's just so weird, like, what God's done in my life, because, you know, I grew up wanting to be an astronaut and work for NASA.
Yes.
So I was very into math and science. So now that I write songs and then I just wrote a book at 20 years old, it's crazy. Like, I did not dream of it, but it makes sense. It's totally God, and I'm so excited about it.
It's beautiful that you've taken your family story, Jacob's story, and it just has impacted so many people.
Thank you.
But do you, like, this is a maybe a dumb question, do you miss him every day?
Oh, absolutely.
Is it harder because you have to talk about him every day?
Sometimes it is. I think for me, it kind of helps me face the tragedy talking about Jacob. And because I'm very, like, my natural self is to push feelings away. And I'm a number two on the Enneagram.
Yes,
I don't know.
Yes.
But
girl.
I love the Enneagram and I love, like, what that means. And so I think for me, I'm very used to pushing my feelings away and trying to be helpful for other people. So when Jacob first passed away, I was like the strength for my family. Like, I was not going to let them fall. I wanted to be there for them.
And you were... And 11, 12?
I was 15.
15,
sorry. So I had to take my pain and, like, put it on the side and, like, deal with it. I didn't deal with it until about a year ago. I went started going to counseling at Porter's Call in the fall of 2021, and that was when I really faced it for the first time. But so I think for me, being able to go on stage and talk about Jacob helps me a lot. But it's hard sometimes. It shows. Like, I was playing on Jacob's birthday on August 21st, and I was at the Iowa State Fair, which we just talked about. That was probably the hardest show I've done in a while, because I was sharing with everyone that it was his birthday. And and then I had to go straight back to my bus, and I didn't get to meet any fans or anything I wanted to, but I was like, I just couldn't do it. It was so hard to get up on a stage and celebrate when it was Jacob's birthday and remember, you know, just how much he was so special to me. And so I deal with it in different ways and definitely can get really sad, but I try to surround myself with people on the road that can really pray for me and can really like hold me up when I'm not doing well and stuff like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, it really does sound like you are thoughtful about the boundaries you need to be able to do the most ministry to the most people on a
night. Yes, absolutely.
Because sometimes those conversations, you might be able to help two people, but it knocks you out of being able to do the show.
Yeah.
And and so that takes a ton of wisdom, man.
And that's the thing, the biggest like my biggest job when I'm on the road is to go on stage and tell all of those people about Jesus and his love and not just a few. And so it's like that has to be the priority for me. And so sometimes I can't go meet people as bad as I want to. I can't go love on people or I can't do this and that because I have to be so focused on getting through the show, giving them Jesus. And then, you know, for a while I wasn't filling myself up. So I was going on stage empty. And then I realized pretty quick, you can't do that in Christian music. If you're serving God, if you're worshiping him through your music, you have to allow him to fill you up first before you can go on.
So what does that look like?
For me, it's every day in the word, like no excuses. Like I will cancel anything on the schedule if I have to make sure that God is first priority.
Does it have to be an hour? Do you have a certain amount of time?
It's not really a certain amount of time. It's more just kind of a connection point with him.
Yes.
And so I always, you know, pull out the Bible in the morning, talk to him. But then what I really do that's helped me over the past year is staying connected with him throughout the day.
Yeah.
So I will just like talk to him. Like I'll go in the bathroom for a second and just chat with him. Or like, you know, if I can't find a private place, just find wherever on the bus or wherever to just talk to him and just communicate with him. And I talk to him like I would my father, you know, on earth, because he is that close and he is that intimate. And that really helps me get through those really busy days and, you know, craziness. And then by the time I get on stage, I'm filled up with him. And so I can pour all that out back to the people.
Yeah. I think it is amazing that you started counseling in the fall of 21 and then had such a shift in December. It's like the Lord set you up.
It was so crazy.
Knowing that what the next season that was coming.
Yeah.
The help you were getting for the current season, God was like, yes, and.
Yeah, and even more than that. So November of 2021 was when we started writing this book, My Jesus.
Oh, wow.
So I was going to counseling in November, same month, and we were walking through the cycle of grief. Yeah. Never done that before. Facing the loss. And then on tour, I was writing my book with my co-writer.
Yeah.
And so we were like writing the
book
together.
Was she out with you?
She was out with me.
Oh my gosh.
Road.
So they were like, put her on the bus.
Put her on the bus. We wrote the book in 6.5 weeks, I think.
It was
insane.
That is so fast.
We wrote it so fast.
Yeah.
So it was perfect timing. It was such a God thing because I was walking through counseling with the grief cycle. As I was facing this book, going through all the memories with my brother, you know, that took forever to dig those memories out of my brain and find all of that. And then December hit and all that happened with my life. So it was like everything was just like back to back, back.
Yeah.
But then we turned a corner in January and that's when everything kind of started to become fresh again and new. And God was just restoring a lot in my life.
So with your parents and your sister, I mean, when I read the book, I mean, you tell us like, I can't wait for people to read My Jesus. I think it is so good. But like you walk through the night y'all found out. I mean, you tell the details of where everyone was sitting when you found out that Jacob had been killed.
Yeah.
What's the conversation with your mom and your dad and your sister of like, hey, I'm going to write a book about this. And this is my memory of that moment. Is that okay with y'all? Is that not okay with y'all? Did y'all all kind of process it together?
We did a lot. You know, what's kind of sad is my family doesn't remember a whole lot. And so especially my mom. My mom has kind of really suffered with like just memory loss after losing Jacob. It's been really hard for her to remember certain things.
She's so sweet, by the way.
Oh, thank
Every
you.
Every place I see her, she always hugs everybody.
Yes.
She's just so
She's very
lovely.
Kind. Yeah. She's super kind. I love my mom. And so that was really hard. But when I told them about the book, they were so excited because they're the only people that have seen every moment of the miracles that God's done. And so, like I said, you know, I can talk about it on interviews or podcasts or on stage, but I can't share the full story other than in a book.
Yeah.
So they were like, we can't wait for this book to just be out there for people to read it, for people to be able to experience the goodness of God and the miracles he did in our life.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is my story, but it's also my family's story, which is really cool.
Yeah.
And so it's sharing, you know, some perspectives from my mom, from my dad, from my sister through the whole tragedy. Yeah. And so that was really incredible to be able to process that together. What I love is that we talk about Jacob very openly.
Yeah.
And so we talked about that night almost, you know, a week or whatever after he passed away and really processed it and was able to kind of like fully remember what happened. And so those are scenes that I can't get out of my mind is like when he first passed away, the moment I found out, the funeral, the graveside service, all of that, you know, and everything else is kind of just like, can't really remember. I had to dig a lot of it out for this book.
Yeah.
I had to really like sit with the Lord and be like, God, would you reveal to me like what it was you said here and here and here? And, you know, because trauma, losing someone does a lot to your brain. It really affects your brain in a negative way. And so that was really hard to get all that out. But yes. I'm glad I did because now I have it in a book and I'll have it for the rest of my life.
Yes. So. Think about Jacob and like the Anne he knew that day before he drove away and you are now.
Mm, and your different.
Life. Right. Like, what does Jacob think about all this? When he's looking down from heaven, what do you imagine Jacob thinks about his little sister and who, what the career that has happened because of his death in a lot of ways?
I think Jacob would be really blown away by what God has done. Yeah. Like, I really think he would be like, this is
I think he is. I think he knows.
I think, yes, I do too. And I believe that he's with me. You know, I was doing something yesterday that was about him and I can feel him a lot, which is weird to say, but
I'm okay with it.
For some, but like, I feel Jacob, like I feel him in the room. I know he's with me and I know he's so proud and I wish he was here because I know he would like be on the road with me as my security guard and he would like not be leaving my side.
Yeah.
But I'm just so grateful for the fact that he is in the great cloud of witnesses and that as a Christian, as a believer, I have that promise that he's with me.
Yes.
And so I know he sees it all. I know he is a part of it all. And there's a lot of times where like something will happen outside or like there'll be like a duck that comes by or just like little hints to what meant a lot to Jacob.
Yeah.
And that's kind of my reminder that like he's with me. He's watching me. He's seeing me. Yeah.
Would you ever tried this career? Would it have been possible to do this?
No.
No.
Not at all. I had no desire.
Isn't that wild?
It's so crazy. I had no desire to be a songwriter, to be on a stage, to be singing. You know, I loved like Christian music. I loved Lauren Daigle, Matthew West. I was just looking at a picture earlier that me and Lauren Daigle took when I was like, it was like 6-7 years ago.
Oh my gosh.
So sweet. I was 13 or something and she was just starting in her career.
Yeah.
But I loved Christian music, but I had no desire to be in the music industry. Yeah. I didn't even know what that was or anything. So it's really crazy to see what God's done and how he's given me the desires of my heart that I didn't realize were in there and replaced like what I thought I wanted with what I actually needed and what I have now. And so it's been really special.
I was just talking with another friend of ours a minute ago before you walked in and we were talking about how nothing's wasted. How really like, I don't know if you saw, if I got to tell you the story, but my sister had a baby this summer that died.
Yeah.
And so.
And I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw that through because you remember you had told me you were going.
Yes,
to,
that's
we were
exactly
going
right.
to hang out that day.
We were going
to
hang out that day.
Go to Georgia.
You're exactly right.
And
I'm so sorry.
I saw that through your Instagram.
Yeah.
And I'm so sorry.
Yes,
I am
thank
so,
you.
So, so sorry.
I forgot that was the day we were hanging out. And I was like, and I got to go to Atlanta. We need to reschedule that.
Yes.
Can we do that today while we're both here in the room, by the way? Let's put that back on the calendar. And so I have been processing this like, what does loss give you? Because I think when before TJ, my nephew, I think I thought loss took everything.
Mm.
I didn't realize that it gave as well.
It does, yeah.
It does, doesn't it?
It's so special.
It's like God bamboozles the whole system.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't know that. But then when you look at your life and when you read My Jesus, you're like, oh yeah, the next door for Anne was only on the other side of loss.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild.
It's so true. And it's so beautiful to think that God would do that for us.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, there's so much beauty in loss. For me, what I found in it is it's a new perspective.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful for the way I live my life now compared to what I used to live it because I have a new perspective.
Yeah.
And when Jacob passed away, it was like I no longer cared about the things of this world or what I was doing or whatever. It was like, no, I'm going to set my eyes on heaven. And I really don't think – I mean, I knew Jesus. I was a strong Christian, but I never – like learned that from church or I never really, no one really ever tells you to truly fix your eyes on heaven, but that really is the whole point that this life is a vapor and that's where our focus needs to be. And so, you know, loss gave me a whole new perspective on life that has now caused me to live my life in so much more of a valuable way. And has like, it reminds me every day I wake up and I'm reminded that my goal is to tell as many people about Jesus as possible so that we can all go up together so that the next person that passes away, their family doesn't have to deal with the grief of them not being in heaven. You
know? That's
but
right.
That they're going to be reunited with them again. And to me, that's the point is like loving people on earth well and serving Jesus and telling others about him. And then heaven's our final home.
Yeah.
And I never thought about it that way. And even my parents, you know, my parents have been strong Christians, believers, but they even said before losing Jacob, they never once thought, like fully thought that that's our final home because you're always so focused on here and now.
Yes.
But when you lose someone you love, it's like your perspective just shifts and it's so beautiful.
Yeah, it's it is it's an expensive gift.
It is.
That
it's
you're given.
So hard.
It's so hard. Mm. And like the idea of heaven being our final home. I mean, you actually write about this some in the book, but this idea of like, how do we picture this place that we aren't? Mm-hmm. How do we look yeah. beyond the life that we have? Mm-hmm. And I think that perspective only comes when we are people who grieve with hope.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. We have the hope that we're going to see them again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you imagine where this goes next, mm-hmm. when you keep watching this life, the further you get from Jacob being here, what do you write next? Do you still keep writing about heaven, or will it always point back to this? Is this the Ebenezer Stone in your life, or do you predict there will be, or are there already other things that you're like, well, actually that impacted me too, and that shifted things, and that impacted me? I'm thinking about friends who have a fresh loss.
Yeah.
No, and wondering if that will forever be their thing.
That's really, really good. I was just thinking about that a couple days ago. I'm starting to write for my new record, which is crazy.
Yes.
Just so quick and fast. But
I'm so glad.
You know, I've thought about that a lot. I'm like asking God, you know, obviously, Lord, you did this in my life. Jacob passed away. You used it for good. This is why I'm literally sitting here doing a podcast with you, is because of the loss of my brother. But what do you want me to do next? Does this next record, is it going to be about the loss? Is it still going to be about heaven? Or is it going to be about like other things in my life or other things that he's speaking? And so I kind of feel like I'm in the middle of that now, where it's like, I will always talk about Jacob. That will always be my focus, because I remember the fresh pain of losing Jacob. And I remember the deep, deep pain. And I felt like I had no one to go to, no music to listen to that talked about it. And that was my like biggest goal in creating a record, was I want to write songs that help people through loss.
Yeah.
Now that's still one of my biggest passions, but now I feel like the Lord's also speaking to me about so many other things.
Yeah.
Like just released the Hey Girl song a little while ago. And that whole movement of like helping girls and starting to partner with organizations that help girls get out of, you know, whatever it is, and sex trafficking and helping women. And that's another part of my heart. And so there's a lot of things that I feel like God is doing in this next record we'll talk about, and this next season of my life just as an artist. But Jacob will always be the center of everything. And it reminds me, it's my roots. It shows me where I came from, where I'm going. And then it's my kind of initial calling is to walk people and help people through loss and point them back to Jesus. And so I'll obviously do other things, you know, that God puts on my heart, but that's still my calling. So
So for our friends listening, I'm just thinking somebody has hit play on this because they just lost a sibling or a parent or a friend, and they are like, maybe Ann Wilson can say the thing that's going to fix this. And we can't. Mm-hmm. We can't say the thing that's going to fix it. What do you say to someone who's a week out, who thinks, I will never have another thought except about the person that we just lost?
Yeah. You know, first of all, for anyone listening, I'm so sorry for your loss. Death is so painful. And I always remind myself that we weren't designed to walk through death and pain and loss of any kind, but that because of Adam and Eve sinning in the garden, that's why we deal with this. And so that's not God's intent, and God didn't design us to have to deal with that.
Which is why it feels so sideways.
Exactly.
Even though
it's very odd.
Every single person dies.
Every person dies.
And it still
feels awful. It's like, doesn't make sense, and it's because it doesn't make sense.
That's right.
It wasn't
old
supposed
or young,
to happen.
It does not matter. It feels like this wasn't supposed to happen.
Yes.
It's so weird.
It's so weird, and it's so hard. And, you know, I think the first thing to remember when you've just lost someone is, first of all, allow yourself a lot of grace. Mm. It's going to be really hard. It's going to be a hard journey, and there's no way to sugarcoat it. There's no way to make it better. But there is someone who's going to get you through the pain and comfort you, and that's Jesus.
Yeah.
And, you know, we lost a lot of close friends and family right around the time that Jacob passed away. It was like one death after the other.
No.
In our community in Lexington, Kentucky. And, you know, we watched as some families completely departed from God, and then the ones that turned towards, and you see the difference. It's not to shame them or anything. It's just to say that you have a choice when you've lost someone that you love. And so you either choose to grow closer to God, or you choose to do it on your own. And then you'll eventually find that nothing in this world can satisfy, and you have to go back to God. He's the only one that can get you
through it.
And so I would just highly encourage you guys to trust the Lord right now more than you ever have. Surrender it all, because he knows the pain you're feeling. And I also remind myself that he lost his son.
Wow.
And so God feels that pain. And so yeah. God can relate with us that he watched his son die on the cross and yes. give up his life. Yes. And not only that, but carry the weight of the sins of the world, which God couldn't even look upon. He had to turn his face away.
Yeah.
And so it's like God is going to be able to relate with us through this pain. But I will say that it does get better. And people yeah. used to tell me that, and I would not believe them for a second. I'd be like, really? No, we'll never get better. People would say that time heals, and time doesn't necessarily heal, but it will get better eventually.
Yeah, yeah.
You will find a time where you're laughing again, where you're having joy again. But I don't know if I could say that unless I, you know, if I didn't have God. Like I had to have God to
That's
get
right.
to that point.
That's right. It's God and
my
time.
Strength. Yes. yeah, yeah. And I think, you know, just clinging to the people around you, constantly reminding yourself that we are going to see them again one
yeah.
day. And there's a heavenly perspective there. That is so vital to have, because if you're living like on this earth and oh, I'm never going to see them again, you know, it's all about this earth, and it's like your years on earth are so small compared yeah. to eternity in heaven
yeah.
that you're going to be with them.
That's right.
Yeah.
A thing I write in my journal a lot is this is the short part.
Mm.
The long part's coming. This is the short part of the story.
It's so true.
Hey friends, just interrupting one more time to tell you about another amazing partner, Pros. Okay, raise your hand if you're interested in having healthier hair. I mean, if you're driving, keep the hands at 10 and 2, you guys. But I think we'd all agree that since we wear our hair every day, we want it to look the best we can. Well, Pros is my go-to for personalized hair care. They take natural ingredients and combine them in innovative ways to bring us clean hair care with incredible results. Their formulas offer answers to your individual hair needs, not the same old solutions that target everyone else's issues. So I use Pros customized shampoo and conditioner, and my hair is shinier, fuller, and more manageable than I can ever remember. I love the way the products smell, and knowing they were formulated just for me, I like it. To start, I took their online hair consultation. You know we love a quiz, and I answered questions about my hair washing and my styling habits, my hair's texture, and my goals for it, even the region where I live, so that they could factor in weather and environmental patterns. They analyze over 85 personal factors from this quiz, and then Pros determines a unique blend of ingredients to treat your exact concerns. And then a few days later, these amazing smelling personalized products show up on my doorstep. You can always adjust your formula using the review and refine feature, which I think is brilliant. And when things change in your life, you can also change how you take care of your hair. And as a carbon neutral certified B Corp, Pros is an industry leader in clean and responsible beauty with sustainably sourced, ethically gathered, and cruelty-free ingredients. They're also the first custom beauty brand to go carbon neutral. Good for our hair and good for our world. Win-win. If you're not 100% positive Pros is the best hair care you've had, they will take the products back, no questions asked. Pros is a healthy hair regimen with your name all over it. Literally, your name is on the bottle, you guys. Your name's on the bottle right there on the front. I love it. It's one of my favorite parts. So take your free in-depth hair quiz and get 15% off your first order today. Go to pros.com/thatsoundsfun. That's PROSE.com/thatsoundsfun for your free in-depth hair quiz and 15% off. Pros has given over 1 million consultations with their in-depth hair quiz, and you should be next at PROSE.com/thatsoundsfun. And now back to finish up our conversation with Anne. One of our friends, when they wrote in questions from our AFD Week in Review email, asked about your song Mamas with Hillary.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Will you please talk about that video? Those girls
yes.
were so cute.
Her girls are adorable. I love Hillary Scott
I know.
So much.
And
she's become a friend. And, yeah, I'm blown away that I even can call her a friend. Because
yes.
I grew up listening to Lady A, so
yeah.
it's crazy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I wrote that song Mamas with Matthew West and Jeff Pardo. We write together a lot.
Yes.
And
Jeff Pardo, who is the most nominated person
yeah,
for the Dove Awards.
Dove nominations.
Oh,
it's
my
crazy.
Gosh. I love
he's,
that guy.
He's so amazing.
Yes.
But we wrote that song together, and I wrote it for my mom. My mom is one of my best friends. Just love her to death. She's
yeah.
always been such an incredible, like, godly role model for me. But I also have a lot of people in my life that don't have moms. A lot of people that grew up without one. They were adopted. Their
yeah.
mom passed away. Their
yeah.
mom wasn't in the picture. There's a lot of brokenness. And so I wanted to really write a song that was able to, like, resonate with those people as well and
yeah.
point to just a mother figure in general and
yes.
and remind them how loved and appreciated they are and
yeah.
the beauty of a mom. And, you know, I'm not a mom, obviously, yet. So this was for my mom. But then Hillary Scott decided to feature on it. We were honored that she would want to. And so she was writing it and really singing it from the perspective for her daughters, which was really, really sweet. So we got to put together a music video, which was a dream. And so in the music video, it's me and my mom and then her and her three daughters. Yeah. It's the sweetest thing. And it's really cool how it all worked out. She sings the second verse, which is perfect for kind of her season right now with like raising her little girls. And then my first verse was talking about me moving out. And me transitioning with that, which is what I was just going through a few years ago. So the music video was so fun to create, and just to be able to come together and talk about just like the power of moms and how special moms are. And it's impacted a lot of people, which has been really incredible to see. And it did what I thought, like what I was praying for it to do, was impacting people that didn't have a mom or didn't grow up with one. And so that's been something really sweet to see.
What is your prayer life like?
I pray all the time.
I
can't not pray. Like, I have to have communion with God. I have to have communication with him. I have to, you know, speak to him. And that's how I stay connected with him.
Yeah. I just have found that I am better in friendships, in relationships, at work, all of it.
Me too.
If if there's like a conversation in the back of my head all the time.
Yeah. It's so true. Yeah. And when I don't have that conversation, when I lose touch with the Lord, everything else just like falls apart.
Oh, that's
right. I can't go be my best self. I can't go on stage and be my best self or whatever unless I've had that time with the Lord and connected with him.
Yes, it is so important just in for people who work for God like we do.
Yeah.
Where he is our boss and our God.
Yes.
But also people who are doing mainstream jobs. I'm like, I don't know how you do it if you don't go there first. Are your mom and dad and sister still in Lexington, or have they moved down yet?
Yeah, they're in Kentucky.
Okay.
Yep.
Are you think they're going to come down?
No. They love their life there. It's fun. My mom and dad are on the road with me. They switch in and out. And then next year we'll have more of a full team on the road with me as I'm, you know, growing and everything as an artist. We're able to bring out more people, which is going to be great. So my parents are on the road with me. My mom runs a Christian school in Kentucky.
Yeah.
My sister runs a clothing company, and my dad works for both me and my sister.
So oh my gosh.
It's so fun. So we're just like a family, you know, that work together and everything, but they love living in Kentucky. And, but my mom and dad do come out on the road. So they're in Nashville quite a bit.
Have you already announced your tours for 23? Does anybody know what we're doing
here? We have not.
Okay. Besides Vermont.
Very excited.
We have announced Vermont.
We are in Vermont.
It's fall of 23, everyone. We do have an announcement. We will be in Vermont.
Yes.
But you do have, you'll be touring again next year.
I will.
And
be
a new album next year at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
Oh, that's great.
It's going to be great.
Do you feel at home here in Nashville yet?
I do. I didn't for a while.
Yeah.
Had to go through a lot of counseling about that. Yes. It was kind of the moving out of the house, childhood home thing, because I moved out. Well, I was still kind of in my senior year of high school in COVID in 2020, and then moved back to Kentucky and then came back to Nashville.
Jeez.
So I basically moved out, I mean, just like you would if you're going to college, right after high school. But instead of going to college, I moved into like a full-time career.
Right.
And so that was like a big shift that I had to work through. But I love it here. It feels so homey, and I love the people. I love the
friendships.
Have
you made good friends? Besides people like me who cancel on you. Sorry. We're rescheduling today.
Yes, we're going to do it. I've actually been able to really make some sweet connections, which has been great. And just surround myself with people. And my road people are kind of the most important for me. Like I have to have those friends, but they're also friends off the road. So we also hang out off the road, which is great.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the other thing that we have to talk about while we're here. The way you use highlighter has really inspired me.
Oh my gosh. I saw it on Instagram.
I think you know. Yes. It has been very inspirational in my life.
Oh, I love it.
That you just do a little bit on your nose.
Mm-hmm.
And it changes.
I don't know if I have any on right now, but I always put a little bit on my nose and then the cheekbones.
Yes. You have changed my makeup life.
Aww,
because I saw
sweet.
You doing that and I was like, wait, she's doing something that I would like to learn how to do. So then I just really studied your face.
Wait,
so,
when did I do that? Was it a video?
No, it was. Okay, let me think back. Because I bought this little highlighter palette in the spring, but I was still wearing long sleeves, but it was after I was off tour, so it was April. I saw something on the internet.
Okay.
Because I was on tour February, March, and I came home and bought this little palette.
It's probably some video.
Yes. And I thought,
that's amazing.
What is she doing that I haven't thought? And so I went to Ulta, and I think I showed your picture. I think I asked someone, and they were like, it's highlighter. I was like, point me. Let me purchase.
I love that. I'm big into makeup.
I love
it
so much.
Fun fact, when I was 8 years old, that's when I got like my first like iPhone, tablet, whatever. Yes, I was really young. But I would watch YouTube videos. Yeah. And I would only watch makeup videos. I studied like the craft of putting on makeup my whole childhood. And then like literally up until I basically graduated high school. Yeah. And then now it comes in handy because I don't have to get a makeup artist as much for except for like special events.
That's right.
But I love makeup. Yeah. I have so much makeup at my house. Yes. I'm into makeup. I know all like the little like tricks and stuff. I just love it. I think it's
What's your brand of choice?
Right now, it's been NARS.
Oh, listen. Yeah, it stays. It doesn't go anywhere.
And a highlighter you need to get is Makeup by Mario. It's a new brand at Sephora.
Okay.
They have the best highlighter. I just got it a few weeks ago, and I've been loving it.
Okay,
so
great.
You got
to
get it.
I feel like we need to get you a sponsorship, a makeup sponsorship.
I love that.
Dear NARS, sponsor our tour to Vermont.
Please.
the Leaf and Makeup Tour with Ann and Annie, brought to you by NARS. We will teach you how to do your highlighter.
Yes.
Okay, so is there any other piece? Is there like a lipstick that you don't show up without? Is there like a, like when you're on the road, if you've forgotten your makeup back, what do you buy?
Oh gosh.
Well, I would never do it either. I understand. It's impossible.
So much makeup. So I don't know how I would only get one thing.
Same. When people are like, I just put on mascara today. I'm like, I have 6 layers on.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy with it. I love it.
I love a full face.
Yeah. And me too. We are just
I'm not doing
stand
that. Like
that.
I'm not doing like natural. Like it's either no makeup or a full face for me.
I'm just so proud of us right now because there is a world where people say less makeup is better.
Yeah.
And I salute you if you feel
that
way.
That's amazing for them.
But not for you.
For me.
Not for me. Full face or no face.
Full face.
Full face or no face. Yes. I mean, I almost every day of the pandemic, I put makeup on. I was also on Insta Story all the time, but I'm like,
I would do that too. I'd like practice being my makeup a person. Skills, my eye looks, all
I tried
that.
To wear a different shade of lipstick as many days in a row as I could, switching shades. So
really?
I looked insane for most of COVID.
Do you have like one lipstick you wear?
I try to lean on Bare Minerals the most. I find I really like that, but there is a new matte Maybelline that I saw.
Maybelline has good lip products.
Right? Mm-hmm. A girl from Hamilton showed that that's what she uses, and it stays for the whole show.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's very good. So that's what I tend to... Yeah. I mean, that video shoot yesterday with Matthew West, the girl put matte Maybelline on, and I washed my face when I got home, and I woke up this morning, and it still was on. I was like,
wow.
This stuff is impressive. I gave it my all.
Have you tried Charlotte Tilbury?
No. Do you love it?
It's the best brand.
Okay.
That's kind of my favorite all over brand. Like NARS is too, but Charlotte's, they have like best lipsticks, lip liners. I use
Where do you
foundation.
Get it? Sephora?
Sephora.
Okay.
It's really
Great.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sephora it is.
Yeah, I love how we're
maybe
just talking about makeup.
This is what matters to the world. It's what matters to the world. When we reschedule our hang, maybe part of it ends up at Sephora. If you need us, we're at Green Hills Mall. We're getting a pretzel and some Sephora. Okay. And the last question we always ask, because the show is called That Sounds Fun, besides makeup, tell me what sounds fun to you. What do you do for fun?
Oh, man. I've recently been loving, like, shopping, which I know that sounds basic, but I have been so busy the past couple of years that I haven't gotten to go shopping. So I was in Kentucky this past weekend with my family, which was really sweet to catch up and spend family time. And me and my sister went shopping for like 8 hours.
Oh my gosh.
And it was just like, we didn't buy a ton of stuff. I just like love to go like look and see what's happening. And it's either
Did
stuff for
stage
clothes or-
Did you go to one mall and just keep
multiple,
going through
multiple? And I normally like am not a big shopper, but because like you don't
realize
what- That is
marathon level.
Yeah. And you know how like you don't really like appreciate something until it's taken away?
Yes.
For me, I grew up going shopping like just whatever with my friends.
Right.
But then when I get on the road and stuff, you're not near malls, you don't have time, you just lose that.
Yes.
And so now it's like if I can go shopping, that's like the biggest gift of all because I can actually go and shop for a day.
Because people think you have all day on the road.
Yeah.
When they're like, you don't have a show till 7, you're like, well, that is true, but I woke up at 9 because we were up until midnight or whatever.
Yeah.
I read my Bible. I ate some breakfast. I worked out. I took a shower. I ate lunch. And now I have 2 hours.
Yeah, literally. Got to get ready.
Yes.
Got to warm up my voice.
Yes.
And now I'm on stage.
And now here we are. And I didn't get to see one thing in this town.
Yeah.
Even though I was here all day. I know.
No.
So now shopping came back. You and Elizabeth, it's 8 hours.
It was something like that.
That is so impressive.
Yeah.
Did you at least get a couple of things that you love?
Yes. I got a couple things for the stage, which I'm excited about. I have kind of two different styles. I love like my stage clothes. I love what I wear when I perform. Love being able to like really step into who I am. But then when I'm off the road, I don't like to wear that because I just want to be comfy.
Yeah.
So I'm like dresses or like whatever.
Yeah, so what is this? Today
this
your
is
dress
Madewell.
Yes, it's
and
Madewell,
Madewell's
but is
one
it,
of my favorite brands.
Is this off
This is off the road.
Okay, yeah. Because that's so cute.
Super comfortable.
Yeah.
It's not like tight. It's just like flowy. And
got it.
I love kind of doing different vibes off the road. But then on the road, I love to stick with my country southern.
Yes. Look. Well, I mean, and to me, I have two different bank accounts for that. Like I have a budget for stage clothes.
Yep.
But that means I don't get to wear those.
Yep. Same with me. I do not wear those at home.
No. Yeah. Those are only, if only you're buying those with stage money,
yep.
The stage on gets the stage. Them for a whole season.
Yes.
And then I can either give them away or retire them to my normal life.
Yep. But I love that. That's a good idea.
Yeah. I usually try to do, especially when I'm doing conferences, I like wearing the same two or three things.
Yeah.
Because then when pictures get posted on the internet, it's who cares? It's the same shirt. Who
absolutely.
Cares? And it works on it. If it works on stage, let it be.
Yep.
Because your red dress and your white dress, we don't care. Wear the same ones all the time. They're perfect.
Yep.
And your little belts and your boots. Let's do it. Let's do
so
it.
So sweet.
And I can't wait for people to get my Jesus. I'm so glad they already have been able to. It's very good.
Thank you.
It's a great first book. I hope it's not your last one.
Oh, same.
I really, really enjoy it. So keep writing. Thanks for doing this.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me, Annie. It's always so good to be here.
I know. I like it. Vermont, we're coming.
Yes.
I just can't wait to see which church reaches out to us first. You guys, Vermont, it's a race.
Please.
You got to hurry.
We want to come.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know we want to come. You know what time of year. Here.
Yes.
We will work in your budget, maybe.
Yes, absolutely.
We'll do the best we can. Oh, friends, don't you love her? Anne is just the best. She's so sweet. Oh, gosh. I am so proud of her and the way she is sharing her story and sharing her pain. And especially in this book, you guys, it is so personal. So make sure you grab a copy of My Jesus. Follow Anne on social media and tell her thanks for being on the show. And you got to see her live, you guys. You've got to see her live. If you need anything else from me, you know I'm embarrassingly easy to find. Annie F. Downs on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all the places you may need me. That is how you can find me. And I think that's it for me today, friends. Go out or stay home and do something that sounds fun to you. And I will do the same. And today, what sounds fun to me is flying to Israel. You guys, I leave for Israel today, and I cannot wait for a couple of days in one of my very, very favorite places. So y'all have a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday to kick off a very special week of shows hosted by one of the best, a dear friend and pastor and teacher. I can't wait to see what he has planned for us. I mean, I know, and it's unbelievable. Yes, it is that time again, you guys. The Pastor Mike Kelsey takeover of That Sounds Fun. So starts on Monday. You're going to love, love, love these episode. So we'll see you back here on Monday with me and Pastor Mike Kelsey. See y'all then.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with the King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.